You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Yes. It is time to continue my Drake stuff. Jordan, do me a favor. Go to ESPN.com. Look up the first story in the upper right-hand corner. And I want you to read me the headline when we come back. After Joey welcomes us officially to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what, that camera Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
Hey, yeah. Sean Stevens is on the ground. Caleb the Camel, head coach Sean of the Payton. You'll actually hear him tomorrow. Talk honest to goodness football stuff.
Football stuff.
Practice. OTA number 3. We will get to check it out. We'll get to see you Thursdays leading to mandatory minicamp. Words of wisdom.
Peace and humpiness forever.
Yes, indeed. Peace and humpiness forever. Gus Kattengill with you, Jordan, the intern. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA's the way to chime in via social media. As we again thank Jacques Doucette for joining us from Hoover, Alabama. We'll talk about the big LSU win last night. They got to play again tonight at 8 o'clock. Tulane, very nice win for them in conference play. 5-2, Roper, their starting pitcher, knows the distance. A complete game win. Todd Graffanini, the voice of Tulane, is going to join us at 1:30 to talk about that. Maybe. Might be passed out napping on the beach by now. You know? Enjoying himself. Day off. They play Cincinnati tomorrow. We spoke with Mike Triplett. A couple of the storylines that we'll be focusing on over the next couple of workouts that we can view. So it's 3 days a week for the next 3 weeks. We get to watch the Thursdays. And then the 3 days of mandatory minicamp are open, so we can watch that. So 6 total. Also coming up at 2:15 will be Touch 'Em All, Timmy Grubbs. As we talk a little Major League Baseball storylines, and who's this Carter Stewart guy? You know who that is?
Plays for the Braves.
He's a 19-year-old prospect, and I just want to know why the headline is how he's turning the baseball draft upside down. It's kind of a big story. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I want you, since you don't understand what I'm getting at here.
What do I not get?
I want you just to do 2 things for me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. When you click on the Bucks-Raptors game recap on ESPN.com, right?
Yes.
Headline, Lowry has 25, Raptors route Bucks, 120-102 to even the East Finals. What's the video that's attached to the story under the headline? What is that video? Can you describe it for me?
It's...
What does it say?
Giannis's representatives, Rich.
No. What's the caption? On the video, right here. Can you see it, or do you need me to read it for you?
It's a little small on the
Drake
lettering.
Takes full advantage of his opportunity to heckle Giannis Antetokounmpo after his free throw line woes.
Try that again.
Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
That's what I said. Not the game. Not the fact that the conference finals is evened up at 2 games apiece. Not the Kawhi Leonard.
It's the Drake
playing
effect.
Playing through fatigue. Kyle Lowry showing up. 52 minutes by Leonard.
There he is.
None of that. Right?
Drake.
Yeah. 71-79 third quarter, 5:25. There he is, Drake. Look at him. Look at him. Yelling at Giannis. Ripping him. Where is he standing, by the way?
He's not even close to his seat.
No.
He's in front of the scores table.
Apparently, Drake gets more rain on the court than the head coaches. There's a little black line that the coaches have got to go to. your guy leaves his seat and goes basically to the other side where the free throw line is and taunts Giannis and then goes and sits back down in his chair. Again, if you want to think I'm overreacting on that, that's fine. Oh, look, I got to do the exaggerated laugh. All eyes on me. Then he points and yells at him. Again, I didn't know that it was Drake versus the Bucks.
Drake's the king of
Toronto. Drake versus the Bucks. I had no idea. I had no idea. We should preview the game 5 tomorrow, Drake versus the Bucks.
Drake the heckler versus Giannis.
Well, guess who else doesn't appreciate that? Who's that? What's next?
Giannis's headline? Representatives ribs Drake for trolling the Bucks superstar.
Uh-huh. Now the reps are upset. Come on, you got to admit it's a little overboard.
Now, it looks like the fans are enjoying.
What fans enjoying it? They're probably saying, sit down so we can watch it.
Look at all the smiles on their faces.
That's right.
Okay. Even this guy right here with the headset on is liking. He's laughing. He's
a senior executive for Octagon, the agency that represents Giannis, tweeted Wednesday. He has, quote, never seen anything as disrespectful, close quote, as Drake's repeated trolling of Giannis.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot more disrespectful
you think so?
That have been done.
Look at him again here. Here's a still as the team walks off the court. What is he doing there? Inches of just yelling. Again, I mean, this guy is incredible, isn't he? Number one fan, huh?
Yeah, he's supporting his team. He's
bashing. He ought to turn around and deck him is what he ought to do.
That's a
but
fine.
But then he'd get
that's
fined, and then he wouldn't be able to play, but that's what he ought to
do. You can't do that.
That's what he ought to do. Well, if you're on, then give him a hard foul. Give him a little shoulder. Next time he's walking that close on the court, you know, when you're walking back, turn your head like you're not looking the other way and run him over. How about that? And I'm being dead serious on this aspect of it. Now, he went back to his seat by the time the free throw ended. But what if he's standing up like that and he's on the court and he's rubbing the shoulders of the coach and he actually affects the play? Then what?
But he's not. He's helping.
Oh,
he's helping
there
the team.
We go. That's right.
He's a team player.
800-998-1003. Did anybody else see this? I mean, again, it's kind of a story. I mean,
I will say this. If I were to try to do that, I'd be instantly taken down by security.
Yes, you would.
But it's Drake we're talking about, all right?
Okay.
It's fine if he does.
All right. The Octagon rep says, imagine a gig and an athlete on VIP seats right next to the band. Steps up on the stage just to show off during the entire game. Knowing cameras are on him. Occasionally even massaging the singer. Security and him both allow it. Never seen anything as disrespectful as this before. I get that's my whole thing.
Yeah, but if they were doing it at a concert,
I'm pretty sure Drake would let Giannis come on. Here's the thing with Spike, because people are going, well, Spike Lee did it. Okay. Spike Lee stood up from his seat. Spike Lee pointed from his seat. Spike Lee laughed from his seat. Spike Lee went back and forth with players from his seat. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That dude was basically almost at the free throw line. He was in front of the scores table where players go to check in. He was standing in front of the little arrow that says the possession.
I think that's where his seats are, though.
No, they're nowhere near there.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
Two section.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Those are Drake seats.
Drake seats. It's incredible. Coaches can't go that far. Drake can. Like I said, I'm just saying, the next time they're in Toronto, I'm Giannis. Oops. Wayward pass right in the face.
Yeah, but then you're the guy.
Oops.
You're the guy that hit.
Oops.
Drake in the face.
Nah, I was trying to pass in the corner. I was driving and it slipped. Oops. Die for a ball. Shoulders right in. Oops. I was going for a loose ball. I'm just saying. Not advocating Cobra Kai tactics, but I guess
you're just a hater.
Again, you want to cheer, cheer. That's a little overboard.
The cheerleaders could get on the court. Why can't Drake?
Here we go. Now you're comparing cheerleaders and Drake, huh?
I mean, fans are basically cheerleaders that have to pay.
800-998-1003. In basketball related topics on that. I think it is funny though. Milwaukee goes up 2-0. Again, I want to get your opinions on this. Got Todd coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we can talk a little NBA playoffs here in the meantime, because there's two things that are coming out right now, these two series. Steph Curry, his place. I heard a conversation this morning on Golic and Wingo that I want to bring up next segment. As he was referred to as the second best point guard of all time behind Magic Johnson. We can get into that. But I find it funny in this, and again, I guess it's just the world we live in. Milwaukee goes up 2-0. It's Kawhi Leonard. He needs to step up. How much should Kawhi be shouldering the blame, right? I mean, you saw the headlines. Milwaukee loses, and now it's Giannis. Look, I think what you're seeing is a team that's just getting there. Getting their first taste of that next level. Remember, Jordan, I said it was going to be interesting to see how the Bucks would handle the next steps as they went going on. No, I mean, Giannis was a good player. Now he's an MVP candidate, right? Now he's being talked about. Is he the best in the world? Can he be the best in the world? Things of that nature. Added pressure. Added defensive players are going after you. Things of that nature, right? The pressure builds. The games are more important. You're playing for a spot in the finals. And on the other side, you've seen a team in Toronto get their hearts broken by LeBron. But they've been a very good team. Toronto has been winning consistently the last several years. They've won high level of games. They have players that have been in high pressure and high playoff moments. I think this is about what you should expect. Milwaukee has the talent. You saw the 2-0. Then Toronto came back and it took them overtime, right?
With no Giannis.
Right. And then you come back and you hold serve. I think this is what I expected. I thought 7 games.
I thought it would be more 5 or 6 going Milwaukee's way.
Uh-huh.
But the Raptors have done a great job holding Giannis to just 25 points, which is kind of crazy
right.
to say.
Well, and other guys have to step up, right.
And plus it's stopping his basketball IQ because he hasn't been passing the ball as much this series.
Again.
And he's been taking low IQ
and
shots.
That is the growth that it takes. Jordan went through it. Kobe went through it. LeBron went through it. That's the beauty of what I see. I understand the world we live in and the 24/7 cycle and, you know, hot takes and all that. I'm watching old school hoops right now. This is what built the NBA, right? Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boys, they couldn't get past the Celtics for a bit. They kept meeting them year after year, and finally they took that next step. Giannis is learning. This is natural. This is natural. He's learning now. It's what I said last year. The next step Anthony Davis needs to take. Now let's see if he can. But it's the step of everyone in the world knows you're the guy. Everyone in the world knows you're getting the shot. Now you got to deliver. And it's a different level in the playoffs. And it's a different level per round that you're in, right? Drew helped AD, and AD, they did it together against Portland. Golden State comes in. AD was kind of not as effective. But you have to be that guy if you want to win a championship where everyone is double-teaming you, triple-teaming you. It's one of the reasons why so many people speak the way they do about Jordan the intern, because the entire world knew he was getting the ball. The entire world knew you had to stop him, and he still did it. That's what makes those guys remarkable. Again, Kobe, I remember clear as day that first playoff series, he's jacking up shots. He jacked up a game winner like the backboard. He even hit the rim. They lost in that playoff round. The next year came back, he was better. This is natural to me. I mean, Toronto, hearts broken, LeBron hitting game winners, right? LeBron was the Raptor killer. Now they go down 2-0, but they probably built on those losses, and now you see them coming back. It's tied now. Now the pressure completely focuses and shifts on a team that's never been there. They're learning on the fly. Giannis has never had where he plays a game and the next day, how much shoulder of the blaming should he be? I mean, you were having a little fun today with me, like, should they trade? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy. He has to learn the adjustments, and you can only know that by going through it.
So you think the Bucks have more pressure on them at this moment?
Absolutely they do, because they've never been here. The Raptors have. The Raptors have played in Game 7s. The Raptors have watched LeBron shoot at the buzzer to beat them. The Raptors know all of it. They were down 2-0. They've come back. They've done their job. Now they just got to steal one game. They go back and steal this game tomorrow, they can close out. Absolutely. Milwaukee has to win that game. Because right now, they haven't been there. They're the younger of the teams in terms of experience. And Giannis is going to be so much better next year because of this. And I'm not saying he can't win it. I'm not saying that he can't win it. But that's why it's just kind of ridiculous. I turn on ESPN this morning and it's, you know, Giannis, maybe he's not that good. Maybe he's not. I'm like, oh my gosh. Just, dude.
I mean, he put up.
Toronto is doing everything they can to try.
He put up 25 points, but, 10 rebounds, 5 assists.
Right.
Ahead.
Yeah. But still, that's their job to try to keep him from doing it. But that's what separates. And that's what, look, same thing with, like I said, Kobe, LeBron. I mean, their first go-arounds, you know? I mean, yeah, we can go back and look at the highlights. LeBron wins with the Heat, LeBron with the Cavs. It's different than when you saw him that first year that he went to the finals. I mean, I like what I'm watching. It's pretty good. When we come back, though, I want to touch on Curry. Charles Barkley had something to say about him as well. Plus, what Golic and Wingo had to say about Steph Curry and where he is. There was an argument going on this morning between Wingo, Golic, and Golic Jr. about what era and just how good Curry can be and if he is the second best point guard. I'm going to kind of touch on that, elaborate. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 800-998-1003 is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
If you want to take command of the road with confidence, then you want to come in and test drive the 2019 Ram 1500 Quad Cab at Southland Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. It's their Bigger Things sales event going on now. The 2019 Ram 1500 Quad Cab now has $11,168 off MSRP. Take advantage of the savings on Motor Trend's Truck of the Year at Southland Dodge, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. C-Cab bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score of 620 or less. LD Truck Owner Loyalty must own an LD pickup.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gadry Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gadry Law Group today at 985-223-4400 or follow us on Facebook. Get Gadry, get results.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months in December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location get all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking. Served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I think the man to keep our eyes on is the Greek Freak. He is considered by some, not me, but by some to be the best player in the world, the eminent league MVP. Well, guess what? These are the conference finals. You're that man child that was supposed to be dominant, that Shaquille O'Neal gave up his Superman cape, figuratively so, for. This is what happened. This is your moment. You're that dude. Show us, because I have no doubt that if Kawhi Leonard is healthy enough, he's going to show folks, so we shall see what happens. It's the best of three. Let's get it on.
Ooh.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. Over in the Western Conference, of course, Warriors, fifth straight. We talked yesterday a little bit about who you think would be. I think it could be a fun series, wouldn't it? The Bulls of the three-peat. And I'm going with the latter ones. Rodman versus Draymond Green. Pippen Jordan versus Thompson and Curry. What was funny about that a little bit was you heard this morning on Golic and Wingo. And they were just kind of discussing. I forgot who it was. I think it was somebody on the team. Was it Draymond Green? Look it up. Just Google somebody called Steph Curry the second best point guard behind Magic Johnson. Might have been Magic. I don't know. Somebody said that yesterday. It's escaping my mind right now. This is Charles Barkley from TNT.
Two things strike me. Steph Curry has put his name back in the conversation, Tony. We talk about the best players in the world. We talk about KD, Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron. Steph Curry has proven to us the reason he's a two-time MVP. He's been fabulous.
Okay.
It was Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, Andre Iguodala. So it was his teammate. And he said he's the second best point guard ever behind, right, Magic Johnson. So it led to a conversation this morning on Golic and Wingo that I found amusing. And both had points. But, and again, and I think I'm partly not responsible, but I feel the same as well. Because, Jordan, you didn't watch hoops in the Jordan era and hoops back then when you could hand check, play defense, hard fouls. I mean, you've heard me and Dino scream, throw a chair, throw some. I mean, like, you wouldn't allow somebody to just run down a, you know, streaks weren't ended by timeouts or scoring runs were ended by a hard foul. You know what I'm saying? And so you were seeing that. Now, what Golic was saying is Steph Curry, would he be the player he is now with the rules that they had then? He has trouble putting him ahead of Isaiah Thomas, some of the other point guards that proved themselves in that era. Golic Jr. was saying, well, the guy can get off a shot as good as anybody. A three is a three. If you can shoot, you can shoot. He's one of the best shooters that I've ever seen, right? Because it's an interesting thing. Because the older guys were going on the kid. They were like, dude, it wouldn't have happened. And it's why yesterday I said I would give the advantage to the Bulls, okay, because of the defense that Pippen and Jordan, I think, could play on Thompson and Curry. That said, there's so much running and stuff that Curry does off the ball. Like the Warriors, one of the best highlights I saw in videos, and you can Google it, you can YouTube it. It's on, I think it was 20 some odd points or it's 30 some odd points, Jordan, in a row where the ball never touched the court. Look it up. Google. It's Warriors points in a row without ball touching floor. That's your search words. And I forgot the exact number, but it's remarkable. And it's a little ticker on the video, and it just shows the points in a row scored by the Warriors, and the ball never touches the floor. It's all passes, off the ball movement, catch and shoot passes.
I think it was Klay Thompson when he put up 60 points.
No, it wasn't him. It was the Warriors themselves. It was more than one person. You'll see it when you Google it. It's a video. It's incredible. It's like 25 or 30-something points in a row when the ball never touched the floor. I think that's what is remarkable about that team. But I think, again, at the end of the day, if your defense that Curry couldn't be a top point guard 20 years ago or 15 years ago when you could be more physical, I think you're sort of disregarding the fact that, yes, he can shoot it. You see him shoot it, but he can get away. And the argument is he wouldn't get away. That's what Golic was saying this morning. And Wingo was saying the same thing. He's like, he wouldn't have gotten away because they can grab you, they can hold you, they can do those things. I think they would have found creative ways to get him. I still think Golden State would score in the Bulls era. Don't you? Am I wrong on that? Do you not think they could score? I mean, the athleticism, too. It'd be fun to see. Green versus Rodman. Jordan, Pippen against Thompson and Curry. Then the rest of the guys are going to have to come in because they cancel themselves out.
Klay Thompson only needed four dribbles to score 43 points.
Wow.
See?
Well, that was one video. There's another video of just the Warriors themselves. But yes, that's one of them. There's another video that just shows the Warriors scoring 30-some-odd points, and there's just no that. But, yeah, that's still remarkable when you think about it. That's what I'm saying. It's like everyone wants to say, well, I could be more physical with you. Say that again. Klay Thompson scored how many?
43.
How many dribbles?
Four.
To get 43 points. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. You know, it's like, yeah, fine.
They
can be
you off
physical.
The ball.
Right. That's the thing no one pays attention to. You have to chase them.
And also, if you saw with Draymond Green hit that knockdown shot, he's always standing at that three-point perimeter,
right,
waiting for those off-ball screens.
Yeah,
and
if
they
you
double,
pull Rodman off of that to go guard him, then who's going to get your
and
board?
And if he's wide open enough and Curry's double team, he's going to take
I
that
just think
shot
they present,
every single
they
day.
They present challenges, man. And that's without Durant. You add Durant to that team. Look, believe me, I love the Bulls. I do. They're going to present a challenge. Don't you think?
100%.
Again, 43 points on four dribbles. That's remarkable. Think about that. Imagine getting 43 points in the game and you dribble the ball four times. Just think about that. Sports Hangover continues next. The Graf joins us on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Sal at 203 with the batting average. He drives it to deep right down the line. Could it be number six? It is. Home run, Sal Gazzo on cue. Bounding toward alternate 19. Well, you got two more, Paulie, to hit. Gazzo just tomahawked one down the right field line. And his second home run in as many games. And Tulane leads again 4-2. 5-2 would be the final of the game, Tulane. And, of course, the final call.
Pitch 50.
Popped up. Shallow left center, long run, Matthews. Slides and he makes the catch. He caught it, he caught it, he caught it. This one belongs to the Wave.
Todd, you sound a little excited there as the Wave win the opening game of the American Athletic Conference Tournament just past midnight. I know I was listening in bed. I was like, dude, I got to go to bed, but I couldn't text you during the game. I know the rules, so I had to wait till the game ended to then text you.
Yeah, I don't know if I was more excited that Tulane won the game or that we were just going back to the hotel. You know, that was that's the second time, Gus, in the last couple of weeks that we played past midnight locally. So we're 2-0 though. So let's if it happens, it happens, I guess. But yeah, what a ball game last night. You know, it starts and ends really with what Caleb Roper did on the mound. Just such a gutty effort. And for him to go the distance after just basically emptying the gas tank in the eighth inning and getting the strikeout with runners at second and third, two out to end the eighth, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball and his 128th pitch. Gosh, you're not supposed to throw, you know, one of your best pitches at number 128.
Right.
That's digging deep. And then to come back out in the ninth. And, you know, if you think about it, the ninth was almost anticlimactic. We had a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth inning, which, by the way, almost never, ever, ever happens. But to do it in just such short notice, and, of course, you just heard the Grant Matthews catch, without question the biggest catch he's made in left field to go get that. And, wow, man, I mean, yeah, it was just a really, really cool night. Hit a couple more home runs. You heard the Gazzo home run. There's a storyline there. He's got a personal duel, Gus, with his twin brother, Paul, who was a Tulane player. Their freshman year, they came from Connecticut, and, you know, Paulie went back to UConn after sitting out a year, and Paul actually hit a home run in the UConn game, which was the first game of the day. So that's what that was a reference to. Mm-hmm. So now Sal's got six home runs, and Paul's got four. And I love that kind of stuff, Gus, because I know how it is with, as far as sibling rivalry. I mean, you know, you grow up with a bunch of brothers like I did, and it's just constantly competition. So they're having a personal duel as to who's going to hit the most home runs this year, and Sal's got six. I love that kind of stuff. I really do.
Speak with Todd Graffanini, voice of the Green Wave. You know, we speak with you. We speak with Gary Smith. So if we're somewhat familiar, not Wave fans, pitching's been a concern throughout the season. I think that's why you sound as excited as you are And it's one of the reasons why we're talking about it, though. Getting last outs, it's something that, unfortunately, Tulane and the Cubs have in common, getting the last three outs of a game, the bullpen, you know, giving up some runs, things of that nature. So to have your tournament start that way, knowing that, Todd, you have to win the tournament to get into a regional, it's just got to be a huge pickup to that pitching staff. And now it's a challenge. The other guys now have to kind of say, hey, look, we got to go out there and do it. Roper, in the interview with the American Digital Network, and when he slaps the wall, that kid's emotional, man, as a senior. You could see that it meant a lot to him.
Well, Gus, he doesn't know if he's ever going to pitch again for Tulane. I mean, he's a redshirt senior. He just got his degree last weekend. That could have been it for him last night. Hopefully it's not, but it could have. And, look, I honestly did not think he was going to come out and pitch the ninth inning. But when you're a redshirt senior and you go to your head coach and say, Coach, I want to go back out there. You can't take me. What are you going to do as a coach? Of course you're going to send him back out there. I don't think – and, Gus, I think the only way that he was allowed to complete the game was because nobody got on base in the ninth inning. I think if he would have allowed a base runner, he was going to come out. Because, remember, it was still a 5-2 game. So you had a leeway of allowing a base runner, not bringing the tying run to the plate. So it could not have worked out any better, Gus, because now, again, we're off today. So everybody's kind of recharging. The team just went for their workout on one of the backfields behind Spectrum, and they're going to have an hour workout. They're just going to take some ground balls, just throw around a little bit. They're not going to do too much. Just try to stay loose and then come back at it tomorrow night against Cincinnati with everyone available in the bullpen. It could not have worked out any better. And now Tulane can kind of piece things together on the mound. Keegan Gillis is going to start tomorrow, and you hope he pitches well. But if not, the leash doesn't have to be very long, Gus, because you have guys that are rested. And, oh, by the way, if you figure out a win tomorrow against Cincinnati, you have Friday off. So tomorrow is really big. Tulane is not – won a driver's seat game, which is winning the first two, and getting into a situation where you're going to have to get beat twice on the last day to advance to the championship. Tulane hasn't been in the driver's seat game, and I know people up the river in Baton Rouge call it the marble game. I was, you know, brought up calling it the driver's seat game, so that's what I'm going to call it. But we haven't been in that position since 2005, Gus, and it's tough to be beaten when you're two wins in and everybody's got to beat you twice and they're using up pitching on the way to get there. So it's a great spot to be, and Tulane put themselves in a position behind that effort from Caleb Roper last night to do just that.
Speak with Todd Graffinini, voice of the Tulane Green Wave, at NT Graff's the way to follow over on Twitter. So you look at what you just said and how big that can be in that game being tomorrow. Look, you've looked at this season. There was disappointment in how it ended because of the offense you guys have gotten, right? I mean, Cody Hosey, American Conference Player of the Year, and it was just about the pitching. So if you can kind of put it together, Todd, you feel confident enough that this is a team that on any given afternoon or evening or late into the night out the dugout, you think Tulane has a chance to win every game in that conference?
There's no question about it. And ECU starting to leak a little oil down the stretch here. They're kind of limping in. You know, they're playing for a national seed. And, Gus, they looked disinterested yesterday, quite honestly. Wichita State, you know, it was a close game, but Wichita State broke it open late. Wichita State literally got in the tournament in the last inning of the regular season. They were in a winner-take-all game with USF, meaning the winner goes to the tournament and the loser's season ends. And Wichita State scored four runs in the top of the ninth to win that series in Tampa, eliminate USF. Wichita State barely even made it to Clearwater. And they thumped ECU yesterday. I mean, they flat thumped them. So this is as wide open a tournament. I think, you know, becoming the three seed was huge. That end of the draw, look, UCF, I got a feeling, Gus, we're going to see UCF before this tournament is all said and done. They're a very, very good team. And it just showed you how well Roper has pitched against them, even going back 3 weeks ago where he threw eight innings and allowed just one run. So Roper has just single-handedly beaten UCF. Can someone else figure out a way? Because I just think we really stack up with what we're going to see on the mound from either Memphis or Cincinnati. UCF, though, that's a little bit of a different deal. They got guys that can pitch a little bit, mm-hmm. and they've been hot down the stretch, Gus. So, yeah, look, there's no doubt in my mind Tulane can go through this bracket. But, look, every game, and I talked about it on the broadcast last night. When I was listening to that UCF-Houston game late Saturday night in about the fifth inning, when, of course, we wanted UCF to win so we could get into the three seed, UCF was up 8-1, Gus. And literally in about 10 minutes of real time, it was over. It was 8-8. I mean, Houston came right back, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. But it hit me. It was like listening to a Tulane game, Gus. All these games are the same in this league. It's just crazy. But these teams are even all up and down the American Athletic Conference. And you basically got to get 27 outs, and you better have more runs than the other team. And it doesn't matter how you get there. Mm-hmm. It's just that you get there. And that's got to be the mindset of this tournament. Tulane put it together last night, left some guys on base, but still hit the ball very solidly. If we get pitching, Gus, we're going to be extremely difficult to beat because this is a hitter's ballpark, and we really came out swinging yesterday. Even though we only scored 5 runs, we hit line drives all over Spectrum Field. So I got to like our chances if we can get it done on the mound.
Got to find a way to become your color analyst. I'm just saying, the stadium looks gorgeous. The views.
Gus, actually, see, there are some clouds. I did not know that it was possible for there to be cloud cover in Clearwater because there have not been any.
Rub
since we arrived on Sunday. Look, my wife is going to divorce me, so I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about your opinion. I've got other things to deal with at home. But you know what? I am working. It's not my fault they set the tournament up like this, where if you win the first day, you get an off day. It's not my fault. So, you know, I just go with the flow. What am I supposed to do around here?
Let's close up, obviously. Tomorrow you got Cincinnati. You beat them 2 out of 3 at Cincy. You won the doubleheader to start that. Weather was a factor there.
Right.
Is it too long ago to kind of look back and take anything from that? Do you take similarities, or is it just, oh, is tomorrow just a different game on its own?
It's a different game altogether. It really was, and I'm actually – it's funny, I'm at lunch right now with the Cincinnati play-by-play guy, Matt Noonan, at the original Frenchies. And we were talking about that series. It was so long ago, we barely even remember it. That was a long day on Friday, but we swung the bats extremely well. I mean, we scored, 20 runs, or 18 runs in the first game and 8 runs in the second game, and then watched it rain all day on Saturday, and then played literally in an igloo on Sunday, and our guys were not ready for that at all. But who is? I mean, you're not supposed to play baseball when it's 30 degrees. So it is not going to be 30 degrees here tomorrow, Gus. It's about 91 right now. So, and like I said, this ballpark, Spectrum Field, is very, very conducive to offense. The infield is hard, fast. The grass is cut. The gaps are big. The wind blows out usually. It's just, it's been that way since we'd be coming here 5 years ago. But Cincinnati is swinging the bats extremely well right now. Their lineup, as far as their rotation, is completely different from when we played them. Their Friday night starter, who we batted around in Cincinnati, is now their closer. And he threw 3 very good innings yesterday against Memphis to earn a save. And we're just going to see what they give us on the mound. We're going to start again, Keegan Gillis. But as I talked about earlier, we got rested and ready. Bullpen, we could piece it together any way we want it. But winning tomorrow is of the utmost importance because that'll put you in position to really, really make a run deep into this tournament.
Todd, 2 numbers for you. 99 days until Tulane football. We had Coach Willie Fritton.
Man.
You guys got a camp going on. And 5 Thursdays, if you include tomorrow, until Zion Williamson's officially New Orleans Pelican. I'm just letting you know. 5 Thursdays tomorrow. 4
Gus,
don't count
I
tomorrow.
Want to let you know, and just I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name names. But your request of a sit-down dinner with Zion and Cam Jordan and Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, let's just say that I have planted a seed in someone's head who would be advantageous for that someone to have that seed planted. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that things are in motion. And
there
I'll leave
it is.
It at that.
There it is. Making a difference in this city. Thank you, Todd, for taking my idea and making it happen. It makes sense.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Gus, and that's why I had to move forward with it.
Well,
I'll take full credit, of course.
Of course you will, but seeing as we both are the collaborators of this great idea, if they would like to invite us to this said dinner as well, we'd be more than happy to partake.
Yes, but I'm just saying that the wheels are spinning. The wheels are spinning.
I'm closer to their age,
Jordan,
so I'd be more relatable than you two.
No,
so
you're good.
I think I would be the one that would go.
No, there's no room. It's just me and Todd, maybe. Hey, go put some sunblock on, all right?
They're on, baby. It's on.
There he goes, Todd Graffanini. Thank you so much, my friend. Good night for Tulane and LSU in the conference tournament. See if we'll have UNO Nichols next year in conference tournament action. How'd your Lions do?
Line up.
Yep.
Line up.
All right, so Ja Morant doing an interview. What you're making faces during this, by the way.
Well,
I'm trying to talk to Todd. And you're already... Let's just talk about when we get back. Jordan, I don't know if he's a fan of Ja Morant right now. Let's talk through it when we come back. ESPN New Orleans next.
Should you be worried?
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Did you guys see what Chris Long said about chili cheese Fritos? I mean, it's ridiculous. He says it's a first ballot Hall of Fame snack. First of all, if you're going to put first ballot Hall of Fame snacks, it's going to be regular Fritos first. You can't put in chili cheese Fritos before regular Fritos. But if we're talking chips Hall of Fame, it's regular Lay's, sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, first ballot.
I can tell you the first two, nacho cheese Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Only one Doritos gets in the first ballot, not both.
The blue.
And it's the red.
Blue.
No, it's the red.
It's the blue.
Oh, the red.
The
it makes a mess.
It's the blue.
What is the mess? It's got to be the red.
No, you eat the red Doritos. Your fingers are red for 4 days.
The Cool Ranch are first ballot Hall of Famers.
You've got to be kidding me.
Thank you.
You have got to be kidding me. The Doritos are the original. Cheese Doritos plain. They are Babe Bleeping Ruth. Cool Ranch is just something coming afterward.
Cool Ranch is Seth Curry. Red Doritos is Steph Curry.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, yesterday, Andrew Lopez, TopSpeakUNOLA.com, going to have him on after next week. He's doing a camp next week. Broke a little news.
Yeah.
On our show. It's not 800,000 that Mrs. B is putting up to the updates of the personal health and training area of the new facility. 4.8 million. As in 4,800,000. Now the Hawks, I just saw built a new. I mean, some people
for
56 are going, yeah,
that, but that's a completely new facility.
Again, I saw some comments. Well, it's better than 800,000. That was nothing. I'm like, look, I give you the construction may not look like, you know, whatever, but
it's only 5 years
old.
I'm
just saying, how many people right now? I mean, would look at 800,000 if I give it to you and go, you can construct. I mean, you could buy a home. You know, you can construct a brand new
nice
home.
For
a nice home. I mean, since I get money's different now. But, dude, 800K is 800K. I think that's still a show of investment. If you know that organization, it's a show of investment, right? 4.8?
On a facility that's only 5 years old.
Well, again, that's, probably should have been thought of differently at the time, but that's what happens when you don't have basketball people making basketball decisions and understanding what they need. That said, again, another kudos, another round of applause for Mrs. B. She's doing what she needs to do. You have to invest. But what's cool about that is yesterday Andrew said that, broke that, right? And then, Jordan, of course, Todd's going to take the credit for it. That's what he does, but I'm going to do it. Here we go. You ready?
Stop.
What am I doing?
I think everyone knows what you're doing right now, patting yourself on the back.
Patting myself on the back.
Four?
I mean, the tweet's there. The tweet's there.
Andrew Lopez.
Even if people didn't listen to me say it on the show, I did tweet it. If it's on Twitter, it's true and it's recorded. I did tweet. Friday, June 21st, after the introductory whatever, second line. Joey's birthday. Maybe Joey can go to the dinner, too. What did I say, Joey and Jordan? I said Michael, Cam, Alvin,
Jordan,
throw in Drew. Just, pick a spot anywhere. We can have fun with that. At ESPN Radio, NOLA.
Commander's Palace.
800-998-1003. Where would you take Zion for his first big dinner in New Orleans? He's getting drafted the 20th.
Sonic.
Ooh, Sonic.
That is across the street. But no, seriously, where would you? I was thinking about that. Like if I ever get a chance to, like, let's say, David, let's go to lunch. Me and David Griffin. Where am I taking him? Am I taking him somewhere fancy or something? Or am I taking something like, see, honestly, the first thing popped in my mind was like, somewhere I can get a nice messy roast beef.
Well, David Griffin.
Char-grilled oysters.
David Griffin is, I mean, yeah.
Right.
David Griffin.
He likes Commanders and all that. I get it. But if I'm buying lunch, you know what I'm saying? I mean, although if I am taking the new executive vice president of basketball labs, I'll put it on your time.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Kleber will pay for it. Here's his number.
Put on the company card.
Yeah, company card. But yeah, I mean, seriously, where would you, cause Todd said that he's, and he does. He knows some people, and I think I know who he was referring to, but he knows some people. He says that the wheels have been put in motion. The suggestion has been made and put in motion. But I think it's a wonderful idea. I do. I think it's a great idea because those players have bought in, understand, fallen in love with, and connected with New Orleans' culture. I just think it's a great way to just, hey, here you go. You ain't got to shoulder it on your own. You know? Like I said, I mean, I think it's great. There's bad ways to collaborate and be a part of that, the football part of things, which is what we saw. The sharing, the treating like.
Yeah, don't
But there's nothing wrong with collaborating with the football team that wins and hanging out with players that win, are good people in the community, do things the right way. And you, because look, it is. It's got to be difficult. Right? You're coming out of college. You're 19, man. I mean, what kind of friends do you need? Your close friends are on your team? Because you spend all the time. I mean, that's your job in college. I mean, come on. When you're playing top football, top basketball, top, you spend all the time with your teammates. So it's hard. If he can develop some friendships, even if it's just, hey, you go over by somebody's place and watch Monday Night Football during the week or hang out or
especially
go to
if he's
dinner
never
or something.
Even been to the city before.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I suggested take him out. Because a lot of the younger players on the Saints team said that their rookie year. that veterans invited them over to have dinner with their families, watch games with their families, wife, kids, what have you. It helps.
And Zion's going to be asked, how do I get, you know, in touch with the fans? How do I become a part of the New Orleans family?
Again, it just makes all the sense in the world. So it's cool to hear from the Graf that he's taken it and added to it, and now it's happening. Now we just got to get in that lunch.
And I think don't be surprised.
Got to get in that dinner.
Don't be surprised if you see a lot more Pelicans players tweeting at fans.
I just think it makes all the sense in the world. Look, the Pels yesterday were asking about jerseys. Should they make the city jersey, the one with that has the stripes?
And I've already seen a billboard. You come right down here on this highway, and I see the lottery balls, the number one pick, and it says call now to book
your season
ticket.
I think with David
ticket.
Griffin, remember this, and this is something they did in Cleveland when they drafted LeBron.
Yeah.
And Joey, Cleveland did this when he came back. What did they do? They changed the court. They changed the jerseys.
That's it.
I don't know if they will do that completely because it takes some time to do that. But I definitely do think, like what this person was suggesting to the Pels, instead of making the plain white, make that the home jersey. They already have it. That will be the one. I love the red. Some people are saying do away with the blue, bring in another color. So I do think something happens, whether it's court wise, whether it's jersey wise, just to kind of. Visually, you're turning the page. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Visually, you're starting fresh. The Cavs changed courts. I do like the bird logo, though, on the court currently. But what would you like?
I think the logo's still do it better.
Do it better?
I'm still with do it better.
No, but I'm saying, like, the court logo right now, the way the court is.
Oh, I think you could have the
shadow
the
of
whole
the bird.
Logo, yeah.
I mean, we can have fun with that. I love what UNO has. It's the city skyline. The Jackson Square and all that. The sewage and water board meter. I like that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Now she comes.